Do you own a beauty business or skin salon? If you do, then the chances that you've looked into an LED device or any device for that matter are high. Even in the most hands-on facials, LED is a perfect way to improve collagen and elastin production, reduce overproduction of acne-causing bacteria, and reduce inflammation and redness in the skin. This is why in my second business, The Facial Bar, I have the RejuVue device from SkinMed. RejuVue has the highest energy output of their devices while still having easy movability to treat in seated or lying positions. It has one treatment head but can provide blue, red, and green light and also healing infrared treatments, and it's TGA approved. SkinMed has been a trusted name in the aesthetic industry for the past 10 years and offer a range of other devices as well, such as Hydrafacial, Meso Skin, and their newly launched Transcend Broadband Light BBR device. To find out more about RejuVue and how it compares to other devices on the market, send me a message on Instagram at SkinQueen with the word SkinMed, and I'll send you over their LED device summary. Thank you to SkinMed for being a sponsor of the show.
Welcome to the Beauty, Business and Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Kelly, otherwise known as SkinQueen. I'm a skin therapist turned clinical educator turned multiple six-figure online business owner. I used to think that owning a business meant that you'd have a product or service, a website and an Instagram, and just wait for the masses to flock. But little did I know. It wasn't until I started working with coaches and mentors that I learned there is so much more to it. On this podcast, you can expect to learn about mindset, marketing, strategies, and other fundamental business lessons that have helped me to generate over $500,000 of revenue in less than 2 years. Are you in my Facebook group? Every single day I post in there sharing even more gold nuggets of information to help you grow your business. To find it, search Beauty, Business and Beyond on Facebook or head to the link in my show notes to get a direct link.
Today, I'm going to kind of riff a little bit, which I'm going to try and keep to my little agenda that I've just written down, but it's all around inducting your team member and the importance of inducting a team member. So as you may have known, I've hired two staff in the past before for the facial bar, and I've just hired my third one, and after Easter, I'll be hiring my fourth one. And when I first entered the industry, my very first job was at a laser chain clinic, and I feel like I wasn't given the tools to help me reach their expectations. That's what I'm going to word it as. So I wasn't given the tools that I needed to meet and reach their expectations or even succeed and go above their expectations. And although I knew their expectations, I never got any training to help me meet them. And what I'm talking about is when it came to selling packages, selling retail and rebooking, which is the most important things, right? I was never taught. Yet whenever I didn't do those things, I was scolded. They would have meetings to be like, why are you meeting them? And all I could say was, I don't really know. I'm finding it really hard. And they were like, okay, well, it's not good enough. We really need you to meet this. Otherwise, we're not going to keep you employed. So then every day I went to my job absolutely dreading that I was going to have another day of no retail sales, no rebooking. And rather than that helping me to build my confidence up, it actually shut my confidence down. And I ended up quitting that job before I could be fired. How fucking terrible is that, might I add? And so when I started the facial bar, before we even opened, the week before I had keys to the premise, I wanted to have my team start a week early so that I could properly induct them. And we spent, I think, 3 or 4 days. I think the first day we actually went and had a team meet and greet and a lunch somewhere fancy. But the other days we actually had an agenda where we went over money mindset. We went over circuit product training. We went over the facials and what they were going to look like. We hired a space so that we can actually perform the facials too. We also went over expectations when it came to retailing, rebooking, things like that. And I felt like it really made for a really smooth sailing for the first week. Now, obviously, as a new business, there are a lot of, you know, hiccups along the way and a lot of things that we had to iron out along the way because I was still learning, opening a brand new business. But now as I go into almost my induction with my brand new staff member, Chelsea, I have got my induction plan down pat. And you know what? I might even open it here while I'm chatting to you because honestly, for me, I want to make sure that when Chelsea starts, that the expectation is set, but also that I'm giving her the tools and training she needs to meet the expectation and exceed the expectation because I never got that. And how can you expect somebody to be amazing at their job if you don't actually give them the training they need? So I've got a brand new staff member starting with me at the end of February. And by the time of this podcast episode coming out, she would have already been with me for 2 or 3 weeks, which is really exciting. And I will be hiring another staff member at the beginning of April, so after Easter. So if you're listening to this or if you know anybody on the Gold Coast who wants a job with me, send me a message because I would love to hear from you. I'm already putting my feelers out to a couple of people, but I want to make sure that I'm getting the right person. But I want to chat to you about our induction plan. So on the first day, and by the way, I've mapped all this out on a Google document and I've already sent it to my new staff member. She actually got it a week ago, which means she's had it for 4 weeks prior to her starting. So the first morning, we're going to be going through the clinic, the shop, the storage, uniform, how to set up for the day, how to make coffee, where the toilets are, and our laundry process. Really nice and simple. Where they're going to be spending an hour and a half going through our booking system. We use Forest. I'm going to go through client notes, turnaround time, requesting time off, and making sure that the Forest app is set up on her phone. We're going to have morning tea afterwards. And then after that, we're going to go through our treatment menu and the facials. And I've actually got cheat sheets in the clinic. They're little palm cards where I've written down each step of the facial in order. They're laminated and they're on a swing tag so that when it comes to doing the facials, nobody has room for error. Nobody can make things up on the spot. They're there and they live on everybody's trolley and it's nice and easy. Then we're going to have a nice lunch and I'll probably go and get us some takeaway lunch somewhere because why not? I like it to be fun. And then we're going to go through how to perform a client consultation as well as what we do when a client arrives at the facial bar and how to make sure we are set up for a facial. During that time as well, I'm going to be going through and consulting her and her skin. And I'm going to actually be giving her a gift on the first day. And I truly believe in this. I'm going to give her a set of products that we stock at the clinic. And I'll consult her first and I'll probably give her 4 products. And that will be based off what I think her skin will need. And we did this with our last staff. I'm going to continue to do this with anybody that I hire because how can I expect my staff members to sell the product if they aren't using it themselves? And I know when I did this last time, and even in our clinic, we do that you can purchase the products at wholesale plus 10%. Once they tried the products and they had a set of products, they replenished it and bought it wholesale from there, which was great. Then in the afternoon, we're going to do 2 facial practice models to come in, and then we're going to go through our tidy up process, cash up, and lock up protocol. Nice and easy for day one. I'm going to quickly interrupt your listening to ask you how you feel about your social media game. Every day, I speak to beauty business owners who tell me that they struggle to come up with ideas, struggle to be consistent on social media, and just feel completely overwhelmed with fitting content creation into your already busy schedule. And this is why I've created Socials Made Simple. Twice a month, I'll email you social media templates, content ideas, and mini tutorials to make posting on social media simple for busy business owners just like yourself. Boost your engagement, grow your following, and attract new clients on autopilot so you can get back to doing the things that you love. To get $100 off, send me a message on Instagram with the letters SMS and I'll send you a unique discount code. All right, let's get back to today's episode. Day 2, we'll do a previous recap of the day. And then I'm going to go through actually explaining skin concerns to a client and how I lead that conversation in retailing, rebooking. And we're going to talk about our membership platform. We're also going to go through product knowledge and creating our prescriptions for our clients. And I'll probably get Sarah, who is the rep for Circuit, to come in. We'll have some lunch. And then in the afternoon, I'm actually going to be putting her through my brand new program, Academy of Skin. Now, if you didn't already know, I didn't think I was going to continue down the path of educating people on skin again. But since stepping back into the facial bar, I've realized it really, truly is my passion. And I love to educate people on the root cause of skin concerns and really help their skin at a root cause. And so I'm going to be updating my Skin Queen Society program. I do feel it's quite outdated now. So over the next couple of weeks, and it'll probably be done by the time this podcast episode comes out, but I am going to be launching Academy of Skin, which is going to be a streamlined skin education program. It's going to have a nice price tag of $499 for the first month with payment plans available as well. And I'm really excited for this because I know myself, if you know how to do client attraction, you understand the root cause of skin concerns, you can explain those to clients, you understand your product, then you're able to create solutions for clients. And then if you know how to confidently retain your clients, that is the recipe for success. That's all you need to survive and be successful in this industry. Obviously, there's team development and all the rest, but I'm talking about from a therapist level. If you have the clients and you can confidently help them with their skin concerns, you can confidently recommend retail that is going to help them, and you are able to retain your clients. And if you have a thorough understanding of skin concerns, you're able to explain them to clients very thoroughly. And that just makes for a world of difference rather than you then repeating sales scripts and relying on what your skincare rep is saying. You are using your own knowledge of skin to be able to talk to clients and help them. And I just think there's so much gold in that. And so that's why I'm going to be putting my new staff member through Academy of Skin for the afternoon. Probably have some Skittles and some naughty treats. We'll finish up for the day and away we go. The last day I've got her coming in, we're going to be doing a bit of a recap of previous days, and then we're going to go through daily planning and KPIs. Now, oftentimes that can scare a lot of therapists off, and it used to scare me. I used to have a lot of PTSD when it came to daily planning and KPIs and targets, but I know how to achieve them. So what I want to do is I want to set a team KPI that we have for the hour, the day, the month. And I want to give us both the tools to work towards it. And once we hit that KPI at the end of the month, celebrate it together. And I think there is such power in teaching somebody how to hit their KPIs rather than just saying, this is the KPI, go and achieve it. The reality is businesses need money to be able to survive. And our break even for our business for the facial bar for a month with wages included is 15 grand a month. But I also have to pay back my loan that I took out to help build the facial bar. And I need to start paying that back. So I've set a bit of a KPI that is 30 grand a month. And that works out to be $220 an hour between two therapists, which I think is so achievable. And if we can work as a team to achieve that, and if we consistently hit 30 grand a month, not only will I reward my team with either buying them a holiday, a Louis Vuitton bag, pay for their Pilates membership, whatever it is they want, but I'm also happy to increase their pay because if they're helping me to grow my business, I will help them with their lifestyle as well. But it's not just about setting that KPI and being like, away you go. It's setting the KPI and this is how we're going to achieve it together. After morning tea, we're going to be doing some meso skin training and LED, and then we've got some practice time for practice treatments, and then spending the afternoon with a little bit of free space to catch up on things that we still aren't solid on. We'll probably do some massage training, do some massage practice as well, which is really important. But then the next month, I'm not just going to be like, right, you're inducted, here you go. I'm going to be really spending the next month inducting her and working alongside my staff member to make sure they're feeling supportive and to make sure that they actually do like the workplace. Another thing that I'm going to be doing with my staff moving forward is having weekly one-on-one check-ins where we actually go off clinic, go have a coffee somewhere, and we have a check-in. How's everything going? Are you enjoying working here? Is there any feedback you would like to share with me? Is there anything that you'd like to see improved? Is there anything that you're not vibing? All of these things are really important, because if you don't know these things till it's too late, you can't fix them. So induction isn't a matter of showing them where everything is and away they go. It's giving them the training that they need to be able to succeed in your business and exceed expectations in your business. And then also keep checking in to see what they need, see what they want to do, and make sure that they're feeling nurtured, supported, and cared about. And maybe that's coming from me, a millennial boss, but I feel like I've been very lucky in quite a lot of workplaces, not my first one, obviously, but in the other ones where I've worked at, whereas they were corporate jobs, to be inducted and given the training that I need in order to not only succeed, but also do an amazing job. And that's what I want to pass on to staff members in the industry, because beauty is not a walk in the park. And I think too many people treat it like a walk in the park. But I'm here to treat it like a proper business. And I'm here to really focus and nourish my people so that they can achieve amazing things within my business and I can give back to them. I feel like when you have really good people who feel well supported, feel cared about, who feel like you care about their development, they're going to do well for you. And as a result, you can continue to do good for them. It's like a circle. They help you, you help them, but you have to help them initially to get there. And that's essentially what business is. I've actually blocked out days in my calendar. Like, we're not taking appointments for 3 days. I think during one of the days, I'm actually going to have to do some appointments, which I couldn't help, but these were my membership clients that I just had to see. But the rest of the time I blocked out, so it can just be my new staff member and I going through everything very thoroughly. And I really encourage everybody to do this. Give your staff members a contract. We gave our staff member that we wanted a letter of offer the second we knew that we wanted her. And then just this week gone, we've given her a contract. We gave her her superannuation form. We gave her a list of company policy for her to sign as well. I believe there was another form. I don't know. Cameron like printed off a whole heap of things and put it in a folder for her. And on arrival, we're going to be giving her our facial protocols, which will live on the trolley, skincare products. She's got her induction plan. You know, we've just really created this seamless process so that every touch point is catered for, but also to ensure that she knows that she's coming into an organized workplace. We aren't here just doing things dilly-dally. We are here organized and we've got our shit together. And for me, if I go into a business and I don't get a contract, I don't get an induction plan, I would walk the other way, if I'm being honest. I would be like, what are you doing? I understand everybody's busy. I've got two businesses, but if I'm able to put this together to ensure the success of my team member, nobody else has any other excuses. So I wanted to share this as a bit of an insight on how I do it at the facial bar. Of course, if you have any questions, send me a message. Otherwise, I will see you on the flip side.